Hey everybody, now this is a really important video, which is why I'm doing it on a Sunday, because I just want to get this message out there. It's about fear, it's about stress, it's about lack, and it's hugely important because yesterday I had someone contact me, and as you probably know, I'm stepping down from the business at the end of the year, and their question to me was, you know, are you not scared? Are you not worried? You know, what if you retire and the money runs out and all this? And I just don't think like that. You know, it's just something I don't worry about at all. But the real reason for their question was they're in a position where their job may be insecure, there's no certainty, and let's face it, everyone lives in a life of uncertainty, you know, at time from time to time. It's going to happen, okay? But they're constantly worrying about it. And human beings are great at doing this, by the way. You know, every other animal species on this planet operates in its environment perfectly fine. It lives a symbiotic and cooperative relationship with its environment. We as human beings are the only species, as far as I know, that creates an environment that we can't function in, that causes us problems. But this person's fear, whether they're going to have a job in 3 months or 6 months, or et cetera, is compounded by the fact that they actually don't like the job they're in, but they're scared of losing it. So you've got a compounded aspect of fear here. Now, when you live in fear, you live in lack. Yet we live in a world of abundance. There's so many opportunities that exist, and I'll go into that in another video. So I said to this person, if I were you, I would just leave the job. You know, I would look at this as an opportunity. And the reason I said this is quite simple, is when you live in fear, you create stress. And stress is a powerful, powerful inhibitor of your immune system. In fact, surgeons use stress hormones therapeutically when they're doing organ transplants because they don't want the recipient's body to reject the organ they're putting in there. So they use stress hormones to actually compromise the immune system so that there's nothing there to fight the organ that's coming in so it can't be rejected. That's how powerful this is. So if you consider someone living in stress, maybe you, maybe one of your family members, if they're living in fear or stress day to day, then their immune system is compromised. It's inhibited. It can't function. And the net effect of that is people are going to get ill, they're going to get sick, they're going to get diseases, because there's nothing there to fight, okay? Your front line, your defense, is basically wiped out. So never, ever live in fear. And I know it's difficult for some people to accept because, you know, life is full of, you know, challenges, shall we say, you know, but it's also full of opportunities. You have the opportunity to live in abundance. You have the opportunity to be happy now if you take it, okay? You shouldn't let circumstances define you or define, you know, your health more than anything else. So I just wanted to get that out there today. You know, if you're in that position where you're in a job you don't like, but you're scared of losing it, take the opportunity to look outside, you know, think outside the box, to look at other opportunities out there, because A, it's going to be healthier for you, okay, for you to do it. It's going to be much better for you. It's going to make you a happier person because you're making decisions on your terms. I've always left every job I've had when I no longer enjoyed it, including the Royal Navy, which I signed up for 22 years. Because the one piece of advice my father gave me was, when you stop enjoying something, son, stop doing it. Now, I don't think he understood any of the stuff I've just spoken about, because he wasn't a medical professional. He didn't study quantum mechanics and physics. But he just knew that being happy is the most important thing in your life. So that's my wish for you. You know, don't compromise on your life. Okay? You take care. Have a great day.